Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Good weekend. Completely devoured by sports stuff for me, which you know I love, love that. We made our way over to the Jeffco Stadium on Friday night for the 9 News Prep Game of the Week, Pomona High School against Dakota Ridge. So we stuck around for that and had some fun. I believe Dakota crushed Pomona. But anyway, it was just fun to be out at the stadium, kind of reliving some high school memories and, you know, having fun with the kiddos. What else did we do? We had a cheerleading event this weekend, cheerleading pictures, basketball game at Wheat Ridge High School. It still smells funny. Still smells at Wheat Ridge.
Like memories. Damp socks.
And then the highlight of my weekend for sure was Nick Knack getting there in the kitchen and making some pumpkin donut holes. She pounded out about 40-some donut holes, and by the end of the day, there was two left, because I'm a fatty.
Oh, yes.
I got down there. Oh, my goodness,
yeah.
Is right.
And two left out of 40?
I ate so many of them, and then I blamed the children.
I saw
that's
Reed
why you
in
have
here,
kids,
I know.
Right?
Yeah. So they were really, really good. She did a few that were rolled in like cinnamon and sugar, and then a few plain ones. I don't know if you saw the pictures I posted.
I didn't
online,
no.
But yeah, I made those my biatch. Little taste of fall in my mouth right there.
Yeah, buddy.
Really, really good. So that was my weekend. How about you guys?
I had a busy weekend. It was fun. I mean, Friday night we went out, and it was funny. We also had, like, at my high school, an alumni event for the football game as well. So got to see a lot of people that I've not seen in a very long time. So that was really cool to catch up with those guys. I mean, I'm at the age where everybody's, you know, kind of starting families or getting married and everything. So to see how other of my old high school friends' lives have kind of panned out is really cool. And then Saturday, made my way up north a little bit to Loveland, and there was the Great Colorado Air Show, which was amazing. Oh, my gosh. I have never done this, but my brother is a huge fan of photography and planes. So he loves taking pictures of planes.
Perfect event for him.
And this is the perfect event for him. So I went up there with him and the rest of my family, actually, on Saturday morning. And we just sat out in this open field with about thousands of other people and just watched these planes take off and do crazy acrobatic moves that looked like they were all crashing. And they still have control of the plane, which is insane. There were F-18s, there were F-16s, and then obviously the Thunderbirds. That was the big event at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And to see what those pilots do is nothing short of incredible. A lot, and I found this out at the air show, that a lot of the pilots that are in the Thunderbirds, they have so much trust in each other because they have, you know, I don't know, practiced for 30,000 hours to get these moves correct. But they have the lead pilot in the four or six group of planes, whatever they're doing. Some of his acrobatics that he does in the air, the trajectory actually is like on a course to crashing the plane. But because of his other co-pilots that he trusts so well, their updraft in the wing or in their plane actually keeps his plane afloat.
No
so
way.
That like they trust each other with their lives so much. And it always pans out because they're so good at what they do. So to watch what they did was absolutely incredible. I mean, I was watching with my mouth open. I was just like, well, how do they even do this? It was so cool.
Even you telling the story, I'm like, what?
Oh my gosh, it was so cool. And I highly suggest, if you have Netflix, there's a documentary on the Thunderbirds and the crew. And they have a new crew every 2 years because the crew that is the current crew that is doing it goes through so much stress
and is on the road for
so long that their bodies can't take it. They're like 2 years and you're done. Like you literally cannot take that stress anymore.
Wow.
So incredible story. It was so cool to see them. They are so skilled at what they do. I will never be that cool. It was so cool to see what they do. And then Saturday night we had a Tate McRae concert, which was insane.
Yeah.
She's incredibly talented. That was awesome. And I love one of my favorite things about every artist that ever comes to Colorado is one of the first things they ever say is they're like, Colorado, thank you so much for having me. I can't breathe here.
Yeah. Zoe said the same thing. She said that every artist says that. Yeah.
It's so funny. Yeah. I remember back in, I think before college, I took an old girlfriend to go see Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
And all he did for 2 hours was
just complain about the thin air.
Yeah.
I can't breathe. I can't
heavy
breathe.
Heavy breathing.
I can't breathe.
And the entire time complain about how he couldn't breathe. So I just think it's funny how every artist does that.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, it was Broncos football all day long. And that was not as happy.
Again, I watched. I made it to the, I watched roughly the last 45 seconds
That's
of that
the part
game
you
again.
Didn't want to watch.
I know.
Like, I was like, wow, is this a repeat of just last week's game?
Know.
I mean, gosh.
Quite so literally, sad. Though. It was, yeah. They're, yeah.
We'll
and
cover a little more
mental
on the
mistakes. Yeah. It's not good. But it was a fun weekend, man. It was a really, and it flew by. I mean, when you're doing a bunch of things, I blinked.
I saw you went to Buc-ee's.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, Buc-ee's. So that was my first time in the Colorado one, and it was. Every time you go in there, it's so funny because you're just your eyes open as wide as saucers and your mouth drops open because you're just like, what is this place? Like you have 200 plus pumps out there.
Oh, there's so much.
And I'm driving up to it and you can see it from, you know, 4 miles away because you're the Golden Beaver. And it's just so funny how like I'm driving up there and I'm like, the European mind cannot comprehend like what they would see if they were here from England. Like it is so cool to see.
Yeah, I know.
And I went in there and I forgot they have the jerky station.
Oh yeah.
And so like they have the prepackaged jerky that you can get. And I bought 6 packages. I think I bought 6 packages of those.
As you should.
Yeah.
Dude,
that's it.
I have had the meat sweats for about 3 days now because the amount
don't smell his breath.
The amount of salted meat I have eaten is insane. So I stood at the jerky counter.
The jerky wall.
Where they? Yeah. Like, well, not even the wall. Much. That's next to it. But the jerky counter
sounds like a place at a strip club.
Dude, I know. I know.
Wall.
But the jerky counter where they actually like have other strips and they package that for you. And I
just
bought
piles of meat.
$99 of beef jerky.
As you should.
Dude.
Again,
it was
that's
so
it.
Good. I know. It was so good. So I have like the peppered, the sweet, the sweet and hot, the teriyaki. I have everything.
So good.
I'm sweating meat right now.
Did you get to use some beaver nuggets too?
I got beaver nuggets.
Yes.
We got the cashews.
The fudge. Tell me you got fudge.
Did you get a brisket sandwich?
My mom did. I got the brisket sandwich. And also, I've never had their breakfast burritos.
Oh, it's so good.
They're cold pork breakfast burritos.
Underrated. They sleep on that stuff, but yes.
Oh, my gosh. So it's so funny. I already have a plan with my buddy. We want to go because Buc-ee's is obviously open 24/7. This coming Friday or I believe Saturday, we want to go back and make like a midnight trip up there just for fun.
Yeah.
Just go.
Get me
like
a hoodie while you're
late
up there.
At night.
Speaking my language,
I will get you a hoodie.
Hoodie.
Oh, I grabbed so many. I have this little Buc-ee's mini trash can now for my car. I got.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They had hoodies? Did you see the price of them?
No, I didn't look at the price, but they're around. My mom got a
probably 40 bucks. Or
no,
something.
They're
like a
cheap.
Crew neck.
Like, yeah, you
a hoodie
get
was like I think it was like around 40.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
I don't
probably
know.
40 bucks for a hoodie.
Know.
That's like, about right.
You can get cheap stuff at Buc-ee's.
It wasn't
like
that expensive. I mean, I got a lot for the prices that I paid. Really.
Yeah.
All right, I definitely need a hoodie the next time you go back. I don't know if I'm going to drive all the way up there at any point.
Dude, I think I'm not kidding. I think
I
we're going
go
next
with.
Weekend. So if you
want
to come
with.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. And I just feel like I didn't have enough time because we were trying to make the air show. I didn't have enough time to like really shop because like you can get
just take
anything
it all
from
in.
Like you can get like chaps and cowboy hats and spurs to like they have the whole like I called it the grandma section where they have like the aprons and the old like wooden trucks you can put in the windowsill
and spoons.
It was, I mean, they have everything.
They
it
do.
Was so cool. So I was like, I need more time up there. And so I think we're going to go back probably this next weekend. It was so much fun.
All right. Well, yeah. I will expect one hoodie.
I got That's you. I got stuff. You. I'm going to get you a huge Golden Beaver hoodie.
There
you
go. And a Golden Beaver chain if they have that. I'll wear it with the hoodie.
Iced
and
out.
Do they have beaver teeth I can put in, too?
They do, actually.
Do
I
they?
Did see those.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
They do.
Oh, my goodness.
Beaver beats
so
over here.
Beaver beats. It was a
blast. I think you had the best weekend. Three
I'm
of
so
us. All I know, Katie just had Pop-Tarts and farted
oh
on her couch.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
My watch had to keep telling me to get up. Yeah. Like,
I saw Katie's picture. She was like a big old Jabba the Hutt this weekend.
30,000 steps in on
farting
Saturday.
On her couch.
That's not all I did, but I was
right.
not a very... You guys did a lot more than I did. We'll go with your weekends this time, because, yeah.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.